This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Puerto Rico faces a mountain of debt, more than $70 billion, and it has yet another payment due on Monday. And the governor says Puerto Rico will meet at least some of its obligations. The territory did something similar last month through some tricky accounting. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
Some of the bond payments due are backed by the government. This is the debt Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla is worried about. He outlined the plans at a news conference earlier this week.
$328,700,000. I'm going to make this payment, but we didn't have that money.
He'll avoid defaulting on the government-backed bonds, basically through some tricky accounting, moving money from the island's budget to pay creditors. The U.S. Congress hasn't granted Puerto Rico bankruptcy protection so far, as it did with Detroit. Vicente Feliciano is a business consultant in San Juan. He says, anyway, it doesn't really matter.
If there's no money, there will be a default. The defaults will force a review of the present legal framework. The legal framework will change.
The debt's just one problem. Almost 100,000 people left the island last year, most of them looking for work.
Okay, so what are we going to do? We're all going to move to Miami?
Mirna Rivera, a business consultant on the island, says she's not going anywhere, but says it's unclear how long Puerto Rico can keep juggling its finances. Its economy is hurting, and unemployment there remains at more than 12%. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.